This is Phil Gator.
And this is Megan Gator.
And we are the stars in our own minds of Dad's Got a New Girlfriend. And you are listening to
The Lake Forest Show.
Welcome to the Lake Forest Podcast, a podcast about the lovely city of Lake Forest, featuring topics like local news, sports, music, people, and food. My name is Pete, and I also live in Lake Forest. Hey, we have a sponsor for the show, NeuroNoodle. Hey, parents of athletes, your kids get a physical every year, right? We'll include a brain map so you have a baseline to compare it to in case something happens. It takes only 20 minutes to get the data you need to know if your athlete should get back on the field. Okay, one of the things we like to do here on the Lake Forest Podcast is to put a spotlight on local people doing great things. Today, we're joined by Phil and Megan Gator from Dad's Got a New Girlfriend podcast. Hey, guys, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolute pleasure. So, Phil, for the new listeners, could you give a little background on yourself? And then, Megan, could you follow up, please? Just a little color on you.
Well, I am been in the local area for 30 plus years in Lake Bluff, sometimes in Lake Forest. I'm currently living in Ravinia, and I own my own branding consultancy.
I grew up in Lake Bluff. I went to Lake Forest High School, graduated in 2010. I am currently living in Lake Forest. I am in grad school right now, so I'm studying social work, living at Lake Forest, although I think it's important to mention that we are very pro-Lake Bluff. We're not,
of course.
We don't really consider ourselves Lake Foresters, we're Bluffers. So
fair enough.
Not four fives, aren't we?
Yeah, maybe we can start a rival podcast.
Yes.
The Lake Bluff podcast.
Yeah.
There's plenty of this love to share around, especially when politics come into play.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. Please don't ask us any political questions.
No, we won't. All right. So let's talk about your podcast now. How did you guys come up with it? I'm sure it was a project during COVID, or what happened?
It was actually before COVID.
Yeah.
I don't think we recorded once over COVID. I'll start this one off, and then you can chip in for you remember.
I'll correct you.
Yes, correct me. I remember we were driving, listening to a podcast. It was two girls, and they were quite frankly just really bad at podcasting. So we were just kind of saying that we could do this. Like, we would have a good podcast presence. And my dad was like, what would the name be? And I said, I already know. It would be called Dad's Got a New Girlfriend, because I have, like, that's been a concept I personally have been developing for a while. I just didn't know what I was going to use it for. So I already kind of had the name.
Yeah. And it became apropos to nothing, actually. No, the podcast, by the time we'd driven from Kenosha to Lake Forest, we had the podcast mapped out, believe it or not. And we said, are we going to go and do it? Let's try it. I mean, we had no expectations other than trying to create something that represented what we both like and love, and the commonalities and the generational differences. So Dad's Got a New Girlfriend was born. I have to add, though, this is not about Dad having new girlfriends.
Yes, it is sometimes.
Not really. They like, sometimes it is.
Sometimes, okay.
Yeah, I was coming off like a few years of being in the dating circuits. And the kids used to laugh at the exploits that happened.
We still do.
They still do. So what we decided to do, the basis of the podcast is exploring this father-daughter relationships. And I would say that 5% of the podcast that we've got out there actually touch on dating. The rest of it, we touch on the sublime to the ridiculous.
Yeah, lots of personal stories.
Yeah, give us some ridiculous. Just a show title. Give me one.
I think has Phil been to Iceland is one subject matter. And this is based on a casual comment when I was flying back from the UK and I happened to stop in Reykjavik Airport. My son picks me up at the airport and I said, boy, is Iceland beautiful? He said, you've not been to Iceland. And I said, yeah, I was in Reykjavik Airport.
Like, you were trying to compare your trip to Reykjavik Airport with Liam's 5-day trip to Iceland.
Well, actually, no. I was trying to create merriment in the family because I knew it would really tick them off if I said I'd been to Iceland. So the show basically explores, have I been to Iceland? Because I hypothesize under certain circumstances, I inarguably have been to, indeed been to Iceland. Example one, and Megan will shoot this down. Example one, if I happen to have a core sampling equipment with me while I was passing through Reykjavik Airport, and I was able to drill down 50 feet and pull up the core sample and have the core sample sent to some laboratory, any, you name a laboratory, guess what they would find? They would find that I indeed am stood on Iceland. So to my mind, international laws aside, I've been to Iceland. So that's the kind of subject matter we debate.
Another famous episode. Am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if this was like family friendly or not. The Dick Tour episode, which isn't what it might sound like. It's about times that we have both acted like dicks and not had our proudest moments. My dad is famous for that. He's very much a good person and a nice man. But if you cross him, like at the Deer Path Inn, Southgate back in the day.
How could you get crossed at the Deer Path Inn? Hold on.
This is too complicated a story.
Okay. All right.
I believe that we all have it within our very souls to be complete and utter dicks. So this Dick Tour has taken on legs, so to speak, to the fact that when we get family coming in from out of town, they'll say, oh, do you want to go and see the Willis Tower? Do you want to go and see the Bean? Would you like to go and drive into Chicago and they said, no. We want to do the Phil Gator Dick Tour. And that is basically driving around town where the kids point out places I've been a dick. And I could tell you this, that Megan has her very own one too. And I hate to tell you this, Pete, but I believe you probably have one too. So we urge people to explore their own dickishness.
Well, to be fair, a lot of the times it's kind of becomes another debate of like whether it is like a valid dick tour moment or not. Like, were you being a dick like because the person deserved it, or were you just being a dick?
Generally speaking, there's usually something behind it. And sometimes, yes, I've gone too far, but that's just who I am. So yeah, we cover lots of interesting subjects. One of them I really liked was we each wrote down 10 things we love, and we didn't tell each other what the 10 things were. And then we just let the revealing of each thing that we love just basically flow into each other. And it was a very cool subject to debate. We've told ghost stories. We've talked about, yes, incredible dating stories that need to be heard to be believed. So, it's a lot of fun.
So what makes a good podcast? I need to know.
Well, you know what? We talked about this a lot, and we're by no means experts, but I think it's to do with subject matter and energy. Because just reviewing the podcast that Megan mentioned we were listening to, a lot of it was the subject matter was kind of interesting because it was two girls telling ghost stories.
But we're big on paranormal.
Oh, stuff. Yeah, we do. We've done a paranormal episode as well. They were just lacking in energy. And the one thing, if you get into a Gator family event, the energy level is sky high. So we just kind of carried it on. It's like you get invited over to dinner and you sit around at the dinner table with us. These are the kind of stupid conversations that we have.
I can't say it's for everyone. I mean, I will say that
99% of people it is for.
I think that most of our listeners are people, our family, friends, and people who know us. However, some people might find this interesting.
I understand
if you don't. That's fine too.
Hey, we have fans. We have
A following in France.
We do.
I believe. I think that's the title of an episode.
Yeah.
So when did it start, guys?
We are on a hiatus, or a low hiatus, as I call it, which we've been, just because of COVID and things going on in both our lives, we took a rest.
Yeah, we started in 2019, but in 2019, I left the country. I was in Europe for 8 months traveling. So that was kind of when the hiatus started. He was all for trying to keep it going across the country, and it became, we had some artistic differences.
Oh really? Like what?
Just one of us being, one of us being way more into the podcast than the other.
Whoa. I need to clarify this, because I was not way more into it. I was doing all the engineering. I was doing the editing. I was doing the posting, the social media. And Megan was being the starlet. Like,
I'm not sure I'm ready for this today. Can I see my agent? My agent will let you know whether I'm available or not.
I'm so sorry. It was like a 7-hour time difference, and I didn't want to. And every time, you know, I'm in Europe, and my dad, you know, you think someone's going to call you and say, like, how are you? And he would just call and be like, right, I've got a really good idea for the podcast.
Oh, that's going to be good content. Yeah.
Yeah. When can you perform? When can you get together? I'm like, I don't really want
Not actually true.
I'm in Berlin. Let me be in Berlin.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, this is the kind of, this is the kind of.
Yeah. That's a pretty good accent there.
You know what? We did an episode on accents, because my kids, when they do my accent, what they do, and they know they're doing it, they do a Southern English accent, which is like, oh, hello, I'm Phil Gator, and I hope you are too, versus my Northern accent, which is, hello, I'm Phil Gator from Manchester, a bit flat, a bit different, but they purposely do a Southern accent just to tick me off, I think.
So when you guys started, like, getting a podcast started, getting in a routine, the scripting and whatnot, Phil, you took care of all that, and you had to accommodate your daughter's writer?
I did, you know, it was like purple M&Ms and things. We both wrote copious notes before the first episode, and then we just launched into it. And I think that because we had bulleted points in front of us, we were able to dance between each other's points, and we kicked off with what do we want this podcast to be, and actually what we don't want it to be, and it just took off from there. And every week we had a direction we wanted to go in, whether it's ghosts or kind of dick tours, or has Phil been to Iceland? And then we just had notes which we tended to improvise a lot more than be scripted. I didn't want to do scripted, actually.
You gotta have you gotta stay on course. I mean,
oh yeah, we stay on course.
Unlike this show, which what we're doing right now.
Well, we're adding to the insanity, what can I say? Because, you know, we'll take you off course immediately.
Where do you guys like to go in town? Let's give some plugs out there since we're burning some airwaves here.
Plug? Well, this is not necessarily a place. It's an event, but I know Ribfest is this weekend.
Oh, I thought
you interviewed someone about Ribfest.
Matt Nielsen, yeah.
Love Ribfest.
Big plug to all of our LB energy. We love Ribfest. We go to the brewery.
Yeah, brew's good.
Can we plug a place that no longer exists just for a second?
Absolutely.
Wisma was our real hangout. We were big Wisma people when that existed.
What's Wisma?
It was a John DeRosier concept. John DeRosier, if you're listening, bring back Wisma. It was now it's where the B Market is.
Yeah. Who's John? Who?
John DeRosier is the chef and owner of Innovasi.
What's Innovasi?
Where are you from?
Yeah, are you even from here?
I'm from Chicago. No, I'm not. 3 years. That's why I started the podcast.
We need to grill him. The Lake Forest podcast, and he doesn't know Innovasi in Lake Bluff. Do you not leave Lake Forest?
I've been in Lake Forest 3 years. My partner in crime, Scoo Walker, he's Mr. Lake Forest. He's lived here 57 years.
Okay. Well, you should go. Innovasi is great. You should go.
Tell me more.
Wisma was a wine bar. It was owned, and it was across the street. It was a wine bar.
Okay.
But I guess we should, I plugged Wisma that's not here. We should talk about other places. What else do we do?
Can I
better living
a question? Can I ask you,
please, Phil, please,
out of these three restaurants, which is real in Lake Forest?
Okay.
Plankton, the Gerbil, or Authentico?
Look, Authentico is Mexican, okay? I get that. No, all right. All right, next to the Lantern, okay? I know. All right. That much I know.
Dom De Rossier is going to open Plankton very soon, though, I'm telling you.
That's okay.
All right. I also want to plug the Gallery. We're big. Oh, yeah. We're really big fans of the Gallery.
Cecilia.
I'm going to be a little candid here for the listeners of what I think, what Lake Forest needs more of. I just feel like, as a young person currently like living back in my hometown, I would love to see more places like the Gallery that has like a BYOB option, like the fact that they have art and they have events there. I think that it's really exciting and a really good concept. People keep trying to open up like the same sort of thing, and they keep trying to cater to the older crowd. Like, I would really love to see Lake Forest get a little more hip.
You mean the people with money?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's funny because
I was trying to say it politely.
I did a marketing campaign for Lake Forest. So I did a lot of research about Lake Forest. And one of the things that kind of shocked me, even though I knew it was there, is Lake Forest is a college town.
Yeah.
But it doesn't operate like a college town. And we did some interviewing with college students, and one college student said he got into Lake Forest College and was really excited. He walked into town of a Friday night, and the only place he could eat, because it was the only place open, was Subway.
Yeah.
So there's something that I've talked about this for many years for anybody who listened, but Lake Forest could do a better job of appealing to a younger audience and giving something which adds the vibrancy that can be a lot better there. I think, you know, compare and contrast, Lake Bluff has a really great balance. That place is hopping of a night, of an evening, especially on a weekend. And Lake Forest is trying hard to create an atmosphere and do things, but I think it could be so much better. And if they just look slightly east to the college, I think the answer is, make it welcoming to that student body. Funky coffee shops, little places for kids to hang, students.
Well, I think we need the college kids to work in the restaurants. They don't have any employees in town. They have to shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good partnership there.
Yeah.
No, it's, well, inflation's going to have to take care of something. They're going to have to raise the prices to be able to pay the help.
Yeah.
And are we going to be willing to pay the prices to go out and eat? You know, we're going to find out, guys.
Yeah.
So now I hear you. I talk to a lot of small businesses, and they're kind of perplexed. You know, they got through COVID.
I know.
Now they're allowed to have people come in and don't have anybody to work for them.
Now we are a global talent here in Lake Forest. We want to fill the Gorton Center with a 2-person show. We may get 8. I'm joking.
Oh my gosh, you're scaring me. Like, we are.
Wait, are you saying you guys are going on stage now? Hold on.
We're going on stage. We're going to go on stage and then just run with it. So yeah, no, the Lake Forest and Lake Bluff are very, very special communities, and I'm proud of them, and I'm glad that my kids got to experience growing up here.
Well, I could definitely say this is better than inner city Chicago. So yes, it's pretty nice up here.
Yeah.
So guys, when are you going to start the podcast up again? Break it here first. When's the next show? Come on.
Megan?
Come on, Megan.
I will say potentially in 2022. Ooh. Once
2022.
Once I have a little bit more time.
Wow. Time.
You heard it.
Okay.
Here.
I got it.
Stop building up to it now. We're social media posts.
We're time stamping it right here.
Okay.
What did I miss, guys? Okay, so the show starts up again 2022. We want more restaurants in Lake Forest that are hip.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that we were surprised at the feedback we got. The feedback was swift and immediate, and we got lots of thumbs up from people. I still meet people in town who say, oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast. What a lot of fun. The energy between you and your daughter is great. And it was...
Just so you know, I have not heard any of this feedback directly. I every once in a while hear from him that
they're scared of you because you're all the talent, Megan.
No,
they say we can't possibly talk to Megan. She's too important. No, as the talent.
I think that the podcast is your generation seems to be very much more into it than mine.
Well, we do have stats on this, and the it was a split. It was male, female oriented. It was the hot spot was probably 25 to 35. So we do have a demographic there that we seem to be appealing to. We do have older listeners. I don't know about the younger listeners. We got up to, I think it was over 2,000 downloads.
Oh, wow. I didn't
it is
that.
Available on Apple, Stitcher, and Spotify. So yeah. You can find us there. We've enjoyed every minute of it, and
well, I'm sure you're going to get at least two more listeners from coming on the show.
I was going to say, if we have hit 3,000 downloads, maybe I'll come back and maybe we'll make merch.
Oh, we have to talk about merch though, don't we? Because we have so many t-shirts that we haven't created them yet, but we've had requests for.
Yeah, we do have.
Yeah.
Number one being
Champagne's on me, NASA approved my theorem.
Yeah, which was a text from, and you're going to have to go and listen to the episode Matches Murder, which was a...
Matches Murder, okay.
Yeah, listen to that episode, because that was a real date that happened many years ago with me, which was... The short story was I met with a woman who purported to be a astrophysicist who had invented a form of space travel that could take us to the farthest galaxies in no time at all. You know, it seems very logical to me, but the date is too detailed to go into, but it was hilarious. She was...
Nope, don't go into it.
No, well, I'm not going to go into it because you have to listen to it, but... When we parted ways and I thought I'd never see this woman again, I got a text and it just said, "Champagne's on me, NASA has approved my space theorem," to which it's become a family favorite, and that will be our first t-shirt out there, because I would totally wear that t-shirt.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, Lake Forest, Lake Bluff.
We'll send you a t-shirt so you can...
We should probably copyright that.
Yeah.
It's good.
So when...
Oh, yeah. As soon as we hang up, I'm...
Yeah, it's going to be the new Lake Forest.
I'm going to my lawyer, yeah.
Yeah.
So I want you to walk into the gerbil proudly when you order your beer wearing this t-shirt. So
the gerbil, okay.
So yeah, we love the serendipity that happens in the show, the little mistakes we make. We don't go for perfection, we go for energy and fun. I mean, that is our mantra.
That's what our goal is on this show, is we strive for not screwing up.
Yeah, exactly. Therein lies the magic of editing, too.
Phil, Megan, you heard it here first. We are the TMZ of Lake Forest. Daddy's got a girlfriend's going to come back in 2022 once the rider is cleared.
Yes.
And Megan's time.
I have to correct you, though, because it's Dad's got a new girlfriend.
Dad's got a new girlfriend. We'll edit that out in post. Phil and Megan Gaitor, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, this has been a blast. Thanks for listening to The Lake Forest Podcast. Please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and smash a like button, Facebook, Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. Let us know what you'd like to hear about any upcoming shows. Again, I'm Pete, and that can be reached at pete@lakeforestpodcast.com. The link will be in the podcast notes below. On behalf of my co-host, Scoo Walker, we thank you for listening, and we thank our Patreon supporters, Reverend Luke Back from the Church of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Matt C. Alghany, first-time Patreon, first-time lover. We love having you on board. Hey, November 19th, 5 p.m. at the American Legion. We're throwing a kegger party. Don't tell anybody. Cue the band.